I don't actually remember what grade I was in. I know I was in elementary school, and my dad allowed me to stay up on the roof of our garage while the rest of the family was down waiting in the basement. Now, don't worry, it wasn't a big, steep, pointed roof. It was a flat roof. You could get onto it from the kitchen and step out onto the roof of the garage, and we sat out there and just started to look at the horizon. It was ominous. It was dark. It was still. I remember we lived off of a little main road, and there was no traffic on the road. Nothing was moving. And my dad just kept saying, watch the clouds, big old dark clouds, watch the clouds. He said, you're gonna see at the bottom the clouds, they're gonna start to tilt a little bit, they're gonna make a V. And he said, then you're gonna watch the tornado, you can actually see it start to come down. And once we see the tornado, we'll go down and we'll join the rest of the family. And I just remember as a little guy, a couple things. One, the trust my dad had in me that I was allowed to stay up on the roof of the garage. But then secondly, knowing I don't think I should be up on the roof of the garage. I don't think this is the right place to be. But as long as Dad's guiding me through this, my eyes are watching. And sure enough, some time in the distance, we saw these clouds start to form and we saw this little tail start to dip. And my dad said, well, now it's time to go. And with those words, I took off running. Just inside our kitchen was a stairway going straight down. Ran to the room my family was in and told them, we've seen the tornado. And it seemed like a half hour before my dad showed up. Now I realize he just took his time walking down the stairs. He probably made sure the windows were open in the rest of the house. That's what you do when you live in a tornado area. And then he came and he joined us. And we just waited. Had a little radio. Had flashlights. My mom had some plates of crackers and cheese and peanut butter for us to eat. And I remember during that time just staring at my dad. Even at that age, I just realized I don't freak out until he freaks out. When my dad freaks out, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I just watch my dad. And my dad sat there cool, calm, collected, had the radio and the news station playing a little bit, was eating the stuff mom had. They were just chatting, and me and my brother and my other brother and sister sitting there just in the dark staring. And I don't know what emotions have come from this last week for you. I know we're in a time of uncertainty right now, especially those of you here at North Coast in California. There's so many thousands of you that watch the Daily Dose from other parts of the country. I know every state's a little different right now, but we're still all in an area of real uncertainty right now. And here's what I just want to encourage you. We're going to take a week of Daily Dose and just encourage you, keep your eyes on Dad. If Dad freaks out, you have a reason to freak out. But here's what I promise you. Our Father in heaven is not freaking out right now. He's not losing his mind right now. He's not as worried as any of us are right now. He's got this. And even though we got things that are dipping down, even though we got some huge financial issues, even though many of you right now say, but I'm out of work, we're making decisions here at North Coast. The government says people can't work. What do we do with people that don't work? How much can we keep paying them? How long can we go like this? This is a real trying time. This is serious. There's no laughing matter about a tornado. There's nothing you look at and just go, no, it's not serious. Oh, it's serious. But what was more serious for me at that time in my life was knowing where my dad was. This time in my life, I love focusing on Psalm 91:1. First of all, I just like it. It's 911. What do you need in a time of help, a time of emergency? What do you dial? 911. Back when I was a campus pastor at Azusa Pacific University, we started a Wednesday night chapel and we started at 9:11 at night. That's when a campus starts waking up, 9:11 p.m. And we called it 911. We just wanted to come together and worship, and we wanted to come together in the word of a higher power. This was our call for help. And Psalm 91:1 says this, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Don't you love that word picture? What do you need shelter from? You need shelter from rain. You need shelter from storms. You need shelter from lightning. You need shelter from tornado. You need shelter from attacks. You need shelter just for security. Come on, we've all seen some of the reality TV shows. You drop people off at an island somewhere, what's the first thing they do? You got to build shelter. Why? We have a human need to be in shelter. Let me read that to you again. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Christian, do you understand when God is our shelter, when He is our protection, when He is our dwelling, then you and I are just curling up in His shadow. In the midst of whatever tails are dipping down, in the midst of whatever is going on, I just keep my eyes on Dad and go, dude, when you freak out, I'll freak out. But until you freak out, we must be okay. And I promise you, your Heavenly Father is not going to freak out at this time. So I will say of the Lord, it continues, He is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My finances aren't my refuge. My job is not my fortress. My God is. So it's in my God that I trust. This week, a lot of us may be in a place, especially those of us at home, especially those of us that have more time to watch the news, where there's a lot of hysteria, a lot of fear, in some cases rightly so, but we can become inundated in that and forget whose child you are. Never, ever forget who your Father is. Never forget whose shelter you are standing in. Never forget whose shadow covers you because of His immense size and power. And never forget who is your refuge and where your fortress and where your security lies. When God freaks out, so should His children. Until then, I will wrap myself up in Him and I will keep my eyes on Him and say, I don't know what's going on outside. And when we finally get to open the doors and walk out, I don't know what damage is going to be done, but I know whose I am and I know who I am with. This week, we'll look at fear, doubt, worry, and the daily dose. I hope you watch it. I hope you share it. I think we all need a little of this at this time. I've gone a minute and a half over what we promised you we do on the daily dose, but I promise you, we live in a time where maybe we needed an extra minute and a half. Now a minute and 40. All right. See you guys tomorrow.